next poem is called String Solo. Is it a sound, thrush gasp or throaty whimper you keep wrapped in wax paper for midwinter nights, two hands and a vowel for company? Do longed-for fragments sing long enough to tilt wheel on axis, spill? Slip strap, tippled glade, lace and fretwork, slow bloom of shoulder blade, clasp to unclasp, lamplight on hair sheen, orchids blooming at the wrist, gullies to swim in, the hour elongated, shivery, a smell to carry off on the thumb, peaty and overripe but disappeared too soon, turn muzzy. Jutting into the hour like craving for marmalade, how thicken past touch the pastiche, an urgent inclement burst of syrupy weather that drenches the doer in doing, a mellifluous jagged syntax that when recalled will not be real, not even close. Will any ecstatic dust remain like cardamom between the fingers? Camarado, all I know is the cello in imagination makes music less sweet than hearing its body vibrate before us, clenched between knees, flayed by a bow, cradled at the base of the neck.